אם יש לו יגט, מה שנוסעו לו שתיו אלנה, לא הייתי נוסע יפסול לקונה, ואם ניסס לא הייתה את זה. That's the psak of the Torah. But the Mechaba doesn't pass like the Torah. The Mechaba passes like the second Lashon in Teisves, that in the case where it's no Kriya was realized, so then even in Nises it states it. But only Sofik in Gerashas, but it states it. That's what the Goyen says. The Loi Ketiris Rishin, Teisves and all. והטור פוסק כתירוס רישי, אבל שור פוסקים לקוספקים. All the tour is not most rishenim don't pasken like the tour. It's most rishenim pasken like the second lashon in Teisves. The tour paskens like the first lashon in Teisves. Then he says, אבל, the Ramo continues, אבל אם הגט עדיין יצא מתחס יוטו, אם ניסייס, מתרס יודו, אם ניסס לא יתאיצה, אבל לא יתנוסי בגד זה, בגד זה מאחר של יקורי יסי, תקיף אחר הניסיני. המקורי זה תקיף אחר הניסיני. So what does he say? אבל אם הגט יצא מתרס יודי, אם ניסס לא יתאיצה. So the Goyen says, רבן ירוחם, מדברי הרמב״ם ושוכנוך שכוסף נעלה צידה לא שנה רמב״ם ברק א' מחז גרש וקלף מחסגיר השנה לוח יתס הועדים שנעשי נסגד בפניהם צריכם לקריסי והכן יתננו לו ואם נוסנו לבפניהם תחילו חזרים יקרן נעשי אחר שנוסנו קורו והוא ביד הבעל ביד שלוחי והרזרו לי וחוזרו והכניסי לסחיודי פריט נספקת ונוסנו לו חזרים יקרן נעשי לא יקרו if one career is realized. Then he put it in the packet and he took out a piece of paper from the packet. So they should make another kriya. But they didn't. Loi karu elo not losiv zorkos el yamu leish harizim garashis. Devet we're not cheshis. Hoyul vikaru tchilo ein chesh leishi yichlifu. Vilo yeid el afilom arabal shtarache hoyo. והוא יגיד שקורוסם אין נאמון והרי מגרשת בקוס מון קריאו אז ריאליסט הרי שלו יקורא אגד בתחילו דצה לא חכב הלב suppose the nati may single קריאו אז ריאליסט ונוסם להגיד בפניהם זו קוסי לאיר ולים אף על פי שהבעל להימיר גד כושר היו הרי זה סופי מגרשת so the going points out the Rambam שיטה and the whole is like the second Lashon Teisves but second Lashon in Teisves agrees with itself that according to Rabbi Lezer in Misire Karse Idich Sime without any Misire so is not good so Mele if they didn't read any even one Kriye if they didn't make even one Kriye so they're not any Misire any Misire doesn't mean to look like to look and not know what they are looking at they have to know what they see So it didn't make a kriya, so they were not sure that a get was nimsa b'fneim. Some may lay, it's no idim sire. It's no idim sire. So even if the get was not thrown into the fire, and they see the get, and they see it's a get, but at the time of the misire, they didn't know it was a get. So what avail is the fact that they know now it's a get. At the time of Nisine, they were not Edimisire. Edimisire means Edibir. They couldn't be Mivarad at that time. Now they are able to be Mivarad. So it's Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, that Edirsime without Edimisire is also good. So Mele, in the case where it wasn't thrown to the fire, so it's fine. Because the Edirsime themselves are Edimisire. But if it was thrown into the fire, so they really don't know, maybe it wasn't a get. Some melee, it's a fit migrations. That's the Rambam Shite. And the Mechaba Paskins like the Rambam. Harei Shali Kori Aged Bitchilo V'inosun Aged Bitneim So Kosei Leir Oliyam Afal Pisha Baal Eimer Get Kosher Oyo Harei Zu Sofik Migoreshis. Now Avol, the Rambam says Avol Im Aged Adain Yeitzei Mitachas Yodo Im Nises Loi Teitzei Avol Itinose Bigetzei Miachash likore isi teike fahran sine, like the Rambam. Then, but im niseis is loiteitze. Nis loiteitze. Even though that no kriya was realized, but since the get is ben, is beilam, it wasn't thrown to the fire, and we see it again. So we know it was Mishtar Pasim. Mimele and the Baal is not Nemon to say it was Mishtar Pasim. So Mimele, we see it was Mishtar Pasim. Not sure I have to say it's not Nemon, of course, because the get was not thrown to the fire. So Mimele is a good get. Then the Ramos says, V'yesh Chilkin. So the question is, when the Ramos says, V'yesh Chilkin, when the Ramo says V'yesh Chilkin, just one second. So there is a machlekes between the Bishmuel and Gor, because the Mechaber in Sif Gimel says, "Arei sheli koro aget chilo v'nosno libifneim v'zorkosei leir liyam afal pi shabalei mekosheroyo harei ze sofik migrashes." So why the sofik migrashes? That's like the second loshen teisves, not like the first loshen. But according to second loshen teisves, since the second Lashon Teisves holds Lishitose that a Dechsime without the Misire is not a good star, some Mele, and since the no Kriya was made, so it's considered like no Misire. And the fact that it has a Dechsime, that cannot make the star into a star. Some Mele, even if it's not Zokosele or Liam, so it's enemy gracious. But the Rambam Paskins that Eder Chsime without the Messiah is also a good get. Some Mele says only Zokosel Eliyam and Afal Pisha Baalei Mekosho Yo Harei Zesofik Migrashes. Then when the Ramos says Vafil Nisis Teitze Avol Imaget Adayin Yeitzim Teras Yodo Im Nisis Loi Teitze Avol Itinose Bigetze Miachash Likore Isi Teike Fachanisine V'yesh Chilkin. So the Goyen says, and that's the pashtus of the Lashon Ramo, that the Yesh Chilkin has reference to what the Ramo said before. The Ramo said before, Avol imaget adayin yeitzim teras yodo, im nises loiteitze, avol itinose bigetze me'achash loikore isi teike fachan sine. Why? Because that's like the Shittas Rambam. Not like the Shittas. That's like the shittas Rambam, that a get with a dechsime without the misiri is also a good star, but in the case where it was thrown into the fire, so then there is mamashi possibility sofik, maybe give a star passing, so it's sofik mukrashes. But if imaget adayin yeitzim teras yode, so then we know that he didn't give her a star passing, that he gave her a get, we know that, and but the Edimisire are not Edimisire, alright, but we have Edimisire. So then the Ramos says V'yesh Chilkin, in other words, that's the second Lashon in Teisves, and we are Cheshish for the Shita of the second Lashon in Teisves, that if there are no Edimisire, so then that if the no kriya was made, so then it's considered no edim isire, and then the sheet of thesis is eider sime without edim isire is not good. Some mele, it's still in megrashis. That's how the Goyin explains it. The Bishmuel doesn't like that explanation. Why doesn't the Bishmuel like that explanation? Because then it would mean that the Yesh Chilkin that Ramo mentions is expressive of the Shita of Tastes, that a get with a Dersime without a Dimisire is not good. And we are most Rishenim disagree with Thesis on that point. So Mele de Bishmuel says that the Yesh Chilkin has reference to the case discussed by the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. Harei sheli kori haget chilo v'nosnu lo bifneyem v'zorkosi leir oliyam af al pisha bali mekosher oyo harei zu sofik midreshes des deshites Rambam. But according to the first Loshon in Teisves, im niseis is loiteitze. So then he says, v'yesh chilkin, that in the case of likora agetchilo, v'nosnul bifneem mizokose leir liyam, afal pisha balim akosher yoyo, hareize. So we say, that even that if Nises is loiteitze, in other words, the Yesh Chilkin is expressive of the first Loshon Thesis, but then the Yesh Chilkin is reference to the case of the Mechaber, not to the last case discussed by the Ramon. You see, now I'll see what the Bishmuel say. Avo v'yesh chilkin haine teisves litirskame. In other words, what is teisves litirskame? That im nises loiteise, even if no kriya was made, and even if it's a kose leir liyam, teisves in the first Loshon is more makel than the Rambam. You see, teisves in the second Loshon is more machmer than the Rambam. And teisves in the first Loshon is more makel than the Rambam. So according to the Goyen, the Yesh Chilkin represents the second Loshon teisves. According to Bishmuel, the Yesh Chilkin represents the first Loshon teisves. Right now, then Siv Dalet Nosunon Yocholok V'Omulari Zegitechim Libotkran Yo Meinare. Alright, now I think that will be enough for today. Now, for Sunday, there is no meaning.
There's two other people in the basement. For
Mincha, yeah. Yeah, for Mincha, okay. But for Aboron Kaddish, there's no Mincha. Okay. Just 1 second. Now, Sunday, I would like to go through the whole Gemara, up to Ton Rabbonon, Harei Zegitech Ban Yorshali. All right. Stop in the Gemara. The second line from the end of the Amid, after the Testament base. Ha'u gavre di oli beiknishte, shokul sivatoa. He took his sivatoa. Yoiv le litbisi. Ve'omalo hogitich. In other words, instead of giving her a get, he gave her a sivator. So how can a sivator be a substitute for a get? Because there is a parashim, he says it, of the kosaf lasifa grisus. So he wanted that to be used as a get. Omar Rav Yosef, Lemaile Echesht. In other words, Rav Yosef said, she's not a grusha, she's not even a sur likeya, not even reach a get. There is no chash whatsoever. But there could be chashes. After all, he gave us a baton and says, Areze Gitech, maybe on the blank part of the Vienes of this baton, he wrote to get. We don't see it. Maybe he wrote it with invisible ink. So then you can see it. So it faded away already. But at the time of Nisine, the ACS was still visible. So then she's Mgreshes, not always, so we could be Cheshes for it. So in Mimili no Gabi Mimili, it appears from this Gemara that this invisible ink cannot be written on parchment that was cultivated with gallnuts. And our cloth is processed with gallnut, with hapotzim. So Mimele, that invisible ink cannot be written on our clothing of the Sefer Torah that is processed with hapotzim, with gallnut, in Mimele and Al-Gabi Mimele. And since this was a gvilin that was processed with hapotzim, with gallnut, so obviously it did not.
Hapotzim
gallnut.
With gallnut.
Well, you look it up in Webster's dictionary, okay?
A certain
kind of a chemical, yeah. That we don't have to be cheshish, maybe he wrote with invisible ink. Even if he did, it didn't work, because it can only be done, it can only work on unprocessed parchment, or maybe on paper, the way they do it today, but not on processed parchment. Im Yishom Krises this paper, then there's another chosh. In other words, since the Torah says V'sofa lo Sefer Krisus, and maybe the Baal, he also knows that he has to write her a get. So maybe he gave her the Sefer Torah because of the parsha, because of lo Sefer Krisus. And so Sefer Krisus, Habinon, because of lo Lishmo. But it has to be written Lishem Abal, Lishem Oisho, Lishem Yeresh. When this Sefer Torah was written by the Sefer, he did not have in mind at the time he wrote the Parsha in Kiseitse. Because of Lo Sefer Krisus, he did not have in mind to write it in order to be used to divorce this man's wife. But then you can be Cheshish. But maybe at the time before the Sefer wrote the Parsha, we're not concerned about all the other Parshas, about Bereshis, Bara, Lekim, and Neach, and Lech Lecho, we're not concerned. We are only concerned that Parsha in Vorim, in Kiseitze, because of Lo Sefer Krisus, because of the same crisis, maybe before the Sefer wrote that particular parasha, the Baal told, gave him a zuz, and he told him, now I appoint you as my shliach to write this parasha because of the Sefer crisis, in order to be used by me to divorce my wife. So it was written Lishmo. So the Goyen says, he changes the Gersa, not Shino Shmo Yishmo. Shino Shmo Yishmo says he wrote the wrong name. Instead, the name of the woman is Leah, or the name of the Baal is Ruvain. So he wrote Shimon, he wrote Rochel. But here, the Sefer Torah, the Parsha, because of the Sefer Krisus, has no names. not Shinu Hashem. So his Geira is Hobinon Shmo Yushmo. So from the Pashtus Haloshin, so that's, I mean, and you see from Tesvis, the divide Geira is, Rashi, the Geira is Hobinon Shinu Shmo Yushmo. But in Tesvis, the Geira is Hobinon Shmo Yushmo, not Hobinon Shinu Shmo Yushmo. So it appears that the goyim's change in the girsa is the right girsa that Rishonim had. Why does in Rashi? So you have to change, correct in Rashi also. Anyway, Habinon Shmo Yushmo, it doesn't even make sense, because Habinon Shino Shmo Yushmo means that it's a requirement. Dafke to be Mishame Dishem. That's inconceivable. So the right girsa is Hobinon Shmo Yushmo, not Hobinon Shino Shmo Yushmo. And Tesvis has it in the text Hobinon Shmo Yushmo. Now it's off from the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara, it's mashma. If he bar writes it, and he writes everything, the whole Nusach, except he doesn't mention the name of the Baal and the name of the Ish. He says, Bishabes, kach v'kach yomim lechidesh, kach v'kach yomim oyeim lechidesh pleini, and so on. So the year pleini, the yasve al nehar pleini, I mean everything. Omar habal yishte, hareyat muteres lecholodom v'dein diev lechonoi, the whole nusach, everything, except the name of the Baal, the name of the Isha is not spelled out. Just a Baal, a Isha. And then he gives that get. So it's mashma from the Pashtus Haloshon that the get is bottom of the rice, because Rav Yosef said, L'may le'echesh lo, there is nothing to be cheshish, not even re'echa get. If it, the get without, and the Gemara says, even assuming that he did in stronger Sefer to write the Bishmo and everything, but in view of the fact, and the Sefer wrote the parasha of Sefer Christus Lishmo, so the get is no get, and the Imbireach get nothing, because the name of the Baal, the name of the Isha was not spelled out. Doesn't that imply that without Shemes the get is possible midrash? That's the Pashtus Haloshon, because if it's only possible midrabbanon, so how can he say l'may leichish? So that's the Pashtus Haloshon. V'chitei meleichish dumad niyov lisuz lisafri v'kore hobino shmei yishmo shemire v'shemiro v'lek. Alright, the question is, alright, maybe without the name of the Baal, the Isha, it's possible midrash, but without the name of the city, should be possible midrash, there is no such thing. So the Ramban says, as long as without the name of the Baal and the Isha is possible midrash, some mele agav gore. Rav Yosef mentioned Shemira v'Shemira, but the main thing is Shmo Yushmo, not Shemira v'Shemira. That's only agav gore. Anyway, vilek. So the Rav Yosef Maiko Mashmiro. So what's the big chiddush by Rav Yosef? As far as all the other things by Rav Yosef are concerned, it's love of portion. I mean, of course, how could anyone say that if he writes the parsha of the Torah, even if the sofer was instructed by the Baal to write at Lishma Baal Shema Isha should be good? After all, it's not a get. No one will read it as a get just because in his mind the Sefer intended it to be used as a get. How does it become a get? So that's it about Poshut. It goes without saying. The only thing that could be considered a chidesh is a milen al gabi milen. That's a chidesh. Because if Rabbi Yisrael didn't tell us, we could say that invisible ink could be used, even amphasis parchment. That's a chiddush. So there's the whole thing. Rav Yosef Maiko Mashmalan, Sheim Mili Nal Gabi Mimili. Now let's see the Rashi. A Mili Michol Gvulim Shlem, Michol Gvulim Shlem, Vatir Shlem, Avrim Ba'apotzi. Chris says these, Boshiksu, Lo Parsha, because of the Chris Hus. Lo Lishmo Yoiv Zudali Safre, Licht if he's a Parsha, Lo Shem Gero Sheo, Hobinon Shmeyu Shino Shmeyu Shmo, Ditnan Likamon, the apostle on the so dichtisch mo ich mo wie is legal se shino u man di gares lo. So even in other words, the Goyen says we should be gares she di binon shmo ich mo not shino, and apparently the war gisor is like that. It's not that the Goyen in general, whenever the Goyen changes the gares, he had a certain gares. The Goyen never did it just on the basis of svara. There is no such thing. I mean, today people say, well, the Goyen, he had a critical approach. Whenever the Goyen changes the girse, he had kisviyad, and the Goyen traveled. He traveled over all of Europe, and he inspected many kisviyad. As a matter of fact, he even tried to go to Artisoil, and then he couldn't make it. So he came back, but he spent months on the trip, and in the course of the months that he spent on his trip, in his attempt to go to Eretz Yisrael, he visited many places, I don't know, museums, libraries, what places no one knows. And he had access to many manuscripts. It wasn't just the Goyen, you know, he just had a critical approach. This is what some people consider themselves modern and scholarly say, but it's like Dumbelia. So here too, Rashi mentions the Girse, Hobinon, Shmo Yishmo. So he says, Uman di Gorslei, and those who are Gere Shino Shmo Yishmo, but the Pshat is the same, Mishumas Nisendli Kamon, Vagov Gore Gorsla, because, I mean, Albino and Shmoy, wouldn't it make sense? That would tend to imply it's a requirement, Dafke to be Mishana name. That's inconceivable. But the answer is because the Mishneh in Azerex uses that lotion, Shino Shmoy Shmo, so the get is possible. Some Mele. That means that the Mishneh mentions that there is a requirement to have the name, because if there hadn't been a required to have the name, so even the wrong name wouldn't be possible. That's what Rashi says. Now, the main difficult thesis is the second thesis, Hobino and Shmeyushmo, and on that we'll have to spend some time, but first let's follow up the order of the thesis. Imishum krisis di izbo, hovinon lo vikosaf lo lishmo vileki. Now it would be worthwhile to have a gemara erev. I mean, this is one gemara erev. Let's see, is there any? Oh, you hear that? No, this does not have erev. That has only brachas and shabbos. Okay. Discusses the question as to whether when the Sefer writes the Sefer Torah, he's allowed to put into the ink kankantum. What is kankantum? We saw that. So according to Rashi, kankantum is adrimont. And according to Teisves, shicha is adrimont. But kankantum is oil of vitriol. Oil of vitriol, sulfuric acid. What's the purpose of the oil of vitriol? of Gangkanten, if you put in the ink oil of vitriol, sulfuric acid, then you will not be able to be meichik the aces which you write. In other words, if you write with ink that has cancantum as an ingredient, so then you will not be able to erase that. Now, so in Gilas Heike, so has to be erased. That's the aloch. To the Maimamorim, it's going to be erased. Now, if you write in Gilas Heike with ink that has cancantum as an ingredient, so then you will not be able to use that parashah for Migdash Eitel, because it will not be erased. It will not be erased. So the question is, so of course, everybody is made that Parsha Seite Shebi Migdosh cannot be written with an ink that has cancant, because it will be futile to write the Parsha Seite Shebi Migdosh with an ink in which cancantum was put in as an ingredient, because then the Kayan will not be able to be meichiket. And the purpose of the Parsha Seite, the Migdosh, is to erase it by putting it in the Maimamori. In the Maimamori, some Mimele. Parsha Seite Shebi Migdosh, it goes without saying that it cannot be written with an ink that has cancantum in it. The question is, can you write a Sefer Torah with ink in which cancantum is put in? Because so there is one mandoma who says that the parsha seite shebeteiro, even the Torah, not when it's not written in order to be used for a seite, so you cannot be written with ink that has cancant. It has cancant, because that mandoma holds that you can use the parsha of the Torah in Osei for a seite. It's a machlekes in Gemara. Here the Gemara says you cannot use the parsha of Krisus in Kiseitzei for a get. So there is no mandoma who says that you can use it. How about using? So of course, for a get you cannot use it, because a get has to have the name of the husband and the wife. The parsha in Kiseitzei does not have any names. He just mentioned the aloch of because of the Sefer Krisus. But Migdash Seite does not have to have any names. It is the same parsha as in the Torah. So there is one mandoma who says that instead of writing the parsha of Seite, especially deliberately for the purpose of being used for a specific Seite, you can just cut out that piece of parchment with the parsha of Seite on it, and that can be used by the Kayan for the Seite. Mimele, if we say that the parsha of Seite in Ose can be used for any Seite, even though it wasn't written deliberately for the particular Seite, it was written as part and parcel of the Torah in its entirety. So Mimele, every parsha of Seite in every Torah, the parsha of Seite in every Torah, it has to be written with ink that does not have kankant, does not have kankant, because the Torah says, v'kosaf umocho ksaf shiyoche limchis. Ksaf shiyoche limchis. Mimele and if the parsha seite of the Torah can be used for a seite, so mele de gzeros hakosuf of v'kosaf umocho ksaf shiyoche limchis applies to the parsha of seite in every Torah, in every Sefer Torah, even though in all probability it will never be used for any particular seite, but if it can be used, some mele, it has to be written in accordance with all the requirements of the ksive of the parshas of the seite, even though it's not going to be used on a practical level. But if on a theoretical level the parsha seite inose can be used for a seite, so mele it is subject to all the requirements that apply to the ksive of the Megillah Seite. Mimele, and then there is one mandoma that there is a droshe of ksive ksive, that just as the parsha seite in the Sefer Torah has to be written in a way that it could be erased, so every other parsha, even Breishis Bo or Aseres Hadibres or whatever, so also has to be written in a way that it could be erased. So according to Dechite, you couldn't use kankanton in the ink with which you write any parsha of the Torah. But then there is one Tanu who says no. In the parsha seite in the Torah, so there is the Gzeros HaKosuf of Vikosaf Umocho Ksaf Sheyuchli Mochek. So even though in all probability it will never be used for a specific seite, but if on a theoretical level it could be used, so it is subject to all the requirements that apply to the ksive of a Megillah Seite. But there is another mandoma who says, and we pass on like the other mandoma, that only the Megillah Seite cannot be written with an ink that has kankant in it, because of Gzeres HaKosuf, v'kosaf umocho ksaf shiyoche limchis. But if it's not going to be used for a specific seite, let's say the parsha seite in the Torah, when it's written, it's part and parcel of the ksivas of the Torah, so even that parsha can be written with an ink that has kankant in it. That's the machlekes between Rabbi Yudah Alibed Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov Alibed Rabbi Meir. Now, one second. The 11th line from the end of the Omed, Yud Gimu in Eiradin Omed Aleph. The 11th line from the end of the Omed. Tani, Rabbi Yudah Eimeir, Rabbi Meir Oye Eimeir, L'chol matilim kankantum l'seichadil. In every parsha of the Torah, you can put in kankantum. You write the parsha of Bereishis, you write the parsha of Aseres Hadibros, or you write the parsha of Eschanon, let's say, so the coming seven. So you can write it with an ink that has kankantum as an ingredient in it. Chutz in parsha seite. But when the sofer writes the parsha inose, or parsha seite, even though no one expects that parsha to be used for a particular
usage,
for a particular seite, but since on a theoretical level it could be used, so mainly it is subject to all the requirements that apply to the ksive of parsha seite. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Meir. Rab Meir oyeime lechol man matilim kan kantum lisechad yei chutz mi parsha seit. Rabbi Yaakov oyeime mishnei, but Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Meir says no. Even the parsha seit in the Torah, as long as you don't intend to use it for a seite, so you can write it within that it can count. But only the parsha seite shel migdash, that means the Megillah seite, when it's written deliberately for the purpose to be used for a particular seite, that you cannot write with an ink that has can count as an ingredient. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer Mishmei Chutz Miparsha Seite Shem Migdash. My Binaya, what's the Machlekes about? Omer Rav Yirmiye, Limchik Lo Min HaTeiri Ki Binaya. So in other words, that Rabbi Yehuda Mishem Rav Meir, he holds that the Parsha Seite Nosei of the Torah can be cut out and be used for a Seite. Even though it wasn't written for a particular seite, it wasn't written for any seite in the world. It was written the same sirato, like Breish is Bo, like Aseres Adibos, like Eschano. But still, that's the parasha of seite, so it can be cut out from the sirato and be used for a seite. Some melee, it is subject to all the requirements that apply to Megillah Seite, even though the Sefer never doesn't expect it to be used. But Rabbi Yaakov Bishim Rabbi Meir, he holds that the Parsha Seite of the Torah cannot be used. In other words, what could be used for Mechike and Maim Amorim? Only the parasha that was written deliberately for a particular seite. But the parasha seite of the Torah cannot be used for his particular seite. So maybe it's not subject to the requirements that apply to Megillah Seite. But if the Kohen has to write a Megillah Seite to be used for a particular seite, then he cannot put in concomitant in the. That's what Rabbi Yirmiye says. Omar Rabbi Yirmiye limchik lo min hateiri ki binaya. And then Rabbi Yirmiye says, v'hanetanoye kehanetanoye. That the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov, alibid Rabbi Meir, as to whether the parsha seite of the Torah in us can be used for a seite. So Rabbi Yehuda says it can be used, and Rabbi Yaakov says it cannot be used, is following the same machlekes of Adatanoi. Titanye, Hanetanoi, Kanatanoi, Titanye, Eimi Yiloso Ksheiro Lahashkiz Bo Seito Acheres. In other words, Ravache Bayashe Omar So in other words, suppose a certain Megillah Seite was written deliberately for a particular Seite, Roch, that's the name of that Seite. And then the Isha, after it was written, and the Kohen was all ready, you know, to do or everything that the Torah says, so the Isha was made at Nitmio. Some may leave the Isha, he confesses that she was Nitmio, so then the Kohen doesn't go through the whole procedure, you know, of so putting it in the Maim Amorim. He putting in the Maim Amorim. So, but he has the Megillah Seite was all written up, then another Baal shows up in the Migdosh for the Kohen, and he says, and he brings another woman, as they say it, Leah. So the question is, can the Kohen use the Megillah that was written deliberately for Rochel? For Leah. So it's a machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Acha Bayashi. Tanekame says, Ein Megillosok Sheiro Lahashkiz Bo Seita Achers. In other words, there is a din of Lishmo by Megillah Seita. Just as by Get, there is a din of Lishmo. As the Mishnah says in Gittin, that let's say, suppose a husband has two wives and they both have the same names, and he decided to divorce Rochel number one, and the get was written on behalf of Rochel number one, the first wife, and then he changed his mind, he decided to divorce his second wife, Rochel number two.
Two wives with the same name?
Same name, yeah, right. So the halacha is the get is supposed to be the raisa because it's shaloi lishmo. So, according to Tanekame, there is a similar din, the Gabi Migla Seit, it has to be written lishmo. And if a certain Migla Seit was written on behalf of Rochel, Seit Rochel, so it cannot be used on behalf of Leah. That's Tanekam and Ravache. So the Hanetanoi, Kanetanoi, Tanya, Amy Golosok, Sheolashkis, Boseita Acheres, Ravache Bayashomar, Migolosok, Sheolashkis, Boseita Acheres. So Rav Yirmiyah says that the machleik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov as to whether the Parsha Seit in the Torah has to be written within that does not have concantum. Why? Because it could, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, it could be used for Megillah Seit. That means it doesn't have to be written Lishmo. So he is like Rav Acha Bayashi according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says the Parsha Seit it could not be written. Why not? Parsha Seit it could not be written. Why? Because it could be used for his Seite. So Meile, that means he doesn't require that. One second, please. He doesn't require that it should be written Lishmo of the Seite. So Meile, he agrees with the shite of Rav Acha Bayashi, that a Megillah Seite that was written for Rochel can be used for Leah. It doesn't have to be Lishmo. And Rabbi Yaakov Alibid Rameya, who says that the Parsha Sot in the Torah can be written with concantum in it because because it cannot be used for a seite. Only the Megillah Seite cannot be written with a mean Protestant content. So Rabbi Yaakov Shite is that Megillah Seite has to be written Lishmo. So Mele, if it is written Lishmo, so he'll agree with the Tanekame that the Megillah Seite that was written on behalf of Rochel cannot be used for Leah. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'hane tanoi kane tanoi ditani ein migilosok sheiro lahashkiz bo seita acheres. Why? Because it has to be Lishmo. Rav Acha Bayashi omar migilosok sheiro lahashkiz bo seita acheres. So Rabbi Yaakov, who says that the Parsha Seit of the Torah cannot be used for a Seite, agrees with Tanekame. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it can be used, agrees with Rav Acha Bayashi. Then that's Rav Yirmiyah. Omar Rav Poppe, Vilmoloi. No, There is no equation between the machlekes and the price between Tanakame and Rabbi Abba Yashe and the machlekes and the price between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yaakov. Dilmaloi, at kan likoma Tanakame hosom. Even the Tanakame in the price that says that the Migla Seiter that was written for Rochel cannot be used for Leye, because it was written on behalf of the Shem Seiter Acheres, not Stome. Ad kan likoma Tanakame hosom, alakidin dintek lishim Rochel, so lehatra mintike lishim Leye. Avol gabito di Stome michtere, so the Tanakame could also agree with Rabbi Yaakov with Rabbi Yudah that it could be used for any seed. In other words, that all that the Tanakame says that it was written for another woman explicitly. For Rochel, it cannot be used for Leah. But the Parsha said in the Torah was not written for anybody. So that's much better. In other words, there is a difference between Shalom Lishmo Beferesh for somebody else and Shalom Lishmo when it wasn't written for any specific sake. That's what. And then he says, Omar Rav Pope, Dil Meloi, Ad Kan Likoma Tanakame Hosom, Elokim Din Lishem Rochel, So Lehatra Mintik Lishem Leye. So his Beferesh was written Lishem Isha Acheres. Aval Gabi Torah wasn't written for an Isha Acheres, just not written affirmatively for a particular Seder. That's okay, let's say by Kochim. So let's say a Chatos that was Nikrev Shaloi Lishmo is possible. So only if it was Nikrev for another korb, Chatos Lishayim Oshom, or Chatos Lishayim Eilo. But suppose the Kayan was Makrev a Chatos and he had no Machshavos. So then it's kosher, Stomi is kosher. So Mele, we have no Hechrech, the Tanakame who says that the Nigila Seite that was written for Rochel cannot be used for Leye. So Mele, the Parsha Seita in the Torah cannot be used either, because there is Shaloi Lishmo Beferesh, the opposite for another woman. Mashinke, the Parsha Seita in the Torah, that's Stome is kosher, like Kochi. You see, by Get Dalochi is that not only Get that was written for Rochel cannot be used for Leah, but a Get that was written just to train himself, you know, those who the Talmidim, who learn Safres. So they write Stam, a form of a get, and they think of a name, you know, a fictitious name, Rochel Bas Ruven, a fictitious name, in order to learn how to write a get. And then a husband shows up, and coincidentally he mentions the same name. So then it's possible also, even though it wasn't written for another woman, it was written for no one. Stome is possible. Mashein king by Migla Seite. So there is no raya from the Tanakame of the Braise who says that the Migla Seite that was written deliberately for Rochel cannot be used for Leye, that the Parsha Seite of the Torah cannot be used either, because maybe Stome is kosher only when it's shall loyalish more beferish for somebody else, but stome, so is kosher. This is what Rav Pope says. Amar Rav Pope, Dil Mulei Ad Kan Likoma Tanakame Hosom, Elokim Din Tek Lishem Rochel, So Lehatra Mintik Lishem Leye. Avo Gabi Teira, Di Stome Michtive Ochanan Machkino. Then, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok argues the inversely. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Dil Mulei, Ad kan likoma Rav Acha Bar Yashe hosom elo diichtav mies lishim seite beila. He argues inversely of Rav Pope. He says, no, maybe even Rav Acha Bar Yashe, who says that a Migila Seite that was written beferesh for Rochel can still be used for Leah. So over there he says, because it was written chol apoches lishay migilaseite, but not migilaseite of Leah Rochel, but at least it has the element of lishmo, lishay migilaseite, for seite d'alme, seite in general. Mashainke in the parasha, seite in the Torah, was not written lishim seite shebeilom klal, so that's worse, inversely, in other words. So he says, so Ramach Mayitzchok, Omer Ramach Mayitzchok, Dimoloi, Ad kan likom Ravach Bayashe, Hosom, that if it, the Kain wrote it for it to be used for Rochel, it cannot be used for Le'e, Elodich, Tef Mies, Lishim Seite Be'elam, Avo Gavetir, Adlo Islamic, Sidr, Hanamid, Lemachkino, Vilesli, Ravach Bayashe, Hodit Nan. So in other words, So we see by get that if it was written for one woman, deliberately for one woman, it cannot be used for another woman. So how does Ravach Bayashe say in Gersite that it was written for Rochel can be used for Leah? So the Gemara says, Hochashte, there is no comparison between Seite and Get. Hosom, because of Loksiv, Binun Ksiv Lishmo, Hochav also Loksiv, Binun Asiye Lishmo. So, what's the Asiye of Midla Seite? Not the Ksiv, the Mechike has to be done for deliberately for a particular Seite, but the Ksiv does not have to be done deliberately for the particular specific seite. Hochev also loksiv, binu nasiya lishmo, asiya dido mechiki. Okay, all right. That's the gemara in here. Now let's go to the thesis. Im ishim krisis diz bo, ho binu because of all lishmo v'lek, teine, dini. So Rav Yosef said it of a poshut, that the parshas krisis in the Torah goes without saying, that cannot be used as a get. Even, it cannot be used as a get. Why? Because of the chisson of lishmo. Teime, the liya miglaseite mashmar fel kamereiradin, di mechkin lom na teire. Afil liman di boye ksid lishmo, di kom araf pope dilman do mare miglosa kshir lashbe sida acheres, that anekame, he can still be made that he can be made to rebuke that the parsha seite shebeteiro can be used for any specific seite. Why? Because that's tome. So mele, so true, there is a din of lishmo by get, but maybe that's not so bad as using a get that was written for Rochel when it's used for Leah. Just as by Seite we say it's not the same as using Migla Seite that was written for Rochel to be used for, cannot be used for Leah, but the Parsha Seite Shebetorah that wasn't written for any woman can be used. So maybe true by Get, if it Get was written for Rochel, it cannot be used for Leah, but Parsha Seite Shebetorah can be used because it wasn't written for anyone. So why does Rav Yosef say it is a devar poshut that by get, just since we have a din of lishmo, that a get that was written for Rochel cannot be used for Leah, some mele, the parsha krisis of the Torah cannot be used as a get either. But we see by Rav Pope says that there is a difference in regard to Migla Seite. The esotesis has two terutzi. And on the surface, the two terutzi appear alike. But the Maram explains it. I mean, that's plain shot. The Yeshleim Ad Rav Yosef, the first terutzi by Tesis is, loisova lo kavosei. In other words, so the first teretz is because in Eiradin we have a machleke between Rav Yirmi and Rav Poppe. It is Rav Poppe who says that there is no equation between the machlekes in the braise between Tanakame and Rav Ache Bayashe, and the machlekes in the braise between Rav Yude and Rav Yaakov. But Rav Yirmi says there is an equation. So Rav Yirmi says that the Mandoma who says the Tanakame in the braise, who says in Midrasite that was written for Rochel cannot be used for Leye, so he must hold that the Parshe Krisis, not Krisis, Parshe Seite of the Torah cannot be used for a Seite either. There is an analogy. So Rav Yosef agrees with Rav Yirmi and not with Rav Poppe. This is the first thing. Then he says, Iname Sova Kidoch Tane, Di Sova Rimirkin Lominatea. So, on the surface it appears, so it's Heinrich, the same terrace. No, so the Maram explains it. Iname Sova, the first terrace was that Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef agrees, does not agree with Rav Poppe, but with Rav Yirmi. Then the second Teretz says, no, Rav Yosef can agree with Rav Poppe also. So there is no analogy between one Braise Gabi Seite and the other Braise Gabi Seite. But we have a Braise Gabi Seite in Machlekes between Rav Yude and Rav Yaakov. So Rav Yude says that the Parsha Seite of the Torah can be used for Megillah Seite, Mimele, it cannot be written with ink that has Kankantum as ingredient, and Rabbi Yaakov Bishem Rabbi Meir says that it cannot be used because it's a chisson of Shalishmo. So Rabbi Yaakov explicitly says that the Parsha Seite of the Torah, the Parsha Seite of the Torah cannot be used for his particular, for any specific Seite. So Mele, Rav Yosef, he paskens like Rabbi Yaakov, but he could agree with Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe only says there is no logical connection between one braise and another, but there is a machlekes in one braise between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov says that the Parsha Seite of the Torah cannot be used. So Memele, according to Rabbi Yaakov, the Parsha Krisis of the Torah certainly cannot be used Misad HaChison of Lishmo, for he get. This is the second time. Inam esova lo kidoch tane di sovare merkel matao uchim hasnissen di perikola get. In other words, Rabbi Yaakov definitely holds that if Lishmo is required, so Memele, it doesn't only disqualify a get, that, I mean, a Megillah Seite that was written for another Seite, but it disqualifies a parasha of the Torah that wasn't written for any Seite. So Mele, that's like the Mishnah in Gittin, that if a get was written by a student who writes a get and thinks of a fictitious name in order to learn how to be a sefer, so it cannot be used for any isha. So over there it was written as a get, but still possible. Mashinkins, the Parshas Krisis of the Torah, that was not even written as a get. That was written as the parsha that discusses the dinim of Gersh. Veid nire da filum an di marsha bim gilaseite limchik natoro. limchik natoa. In other words, that Ravach Bayashe and Rabbi Yude, who are machs, the film on the machshia, the Gilasete, limchik natoa. No, I don't mean Ravach Bayashe, but I mean Rabbi Yude, who is machshia, the Gilasete, limchik matera, that's Rabbi Yude, not Ravach Bayashe. Weil mir da viel man de marschen gelasseit im Rhythmatere des Rebude die Afol gab die Boy Afol gab die Boy Lishmo and according to Rav Poppe he will still agree he can still agree with the Tanakame that the Migelasseit that was written for Rochel cannot be used for Leah but the parsha seite of the Torah because Tome is okay so by seite Tome is okay but Mashein kim by get he'll be made that it's not okay so vein ni rada film on the Mashein was he going to get here after that we will nishmo maybe ni get a postal the berea from Terekame Mashma the kulet hanoye made the behanach the perikola get the chshive shalu lishmo with the power chosom the lesser the rav acha by yashe kosel gaas ish the nulach of in glaseite stome kosha so why so by get everybody will agree the stome is possible only and Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Meir who says that stome is kosha only by seite stome is kosha why of wenn wir sei die stomme kosher mich in der stomme schon a kein soll auf licht fehlt mag bit und die stomme nicht halle aber gabi get bau stomme loi nicht halle because when the sefer writes is a torah she doesn't have in mind just he won't say to or any say to he has in mind everything he has something in particular mindlish in Jesus Vatera and then he doesn't care so as far as he is concerned it can be used for Seite it cannot be used for Seite so he has no kpeite that he should not be used for anything else only the Sivatara some meiles is tamalishmo koe mashinkim by get when the Baal tells the Sefer to write a get he is makpid that this get should be used only for his wife and not for somebody else's wife. Aber gab geht baus tomli nichle. Aber gab die poich mas nissen die Gärte erwache bei Asche, teire den Glaseite, lien schalisch moli masch von Chalei. So why does the more ask the Kashe, לרבח ביישו דתנן כוסף גטל גרש אסיסטי בינים לך סולי גרש באיש מוצי אחר אז מי כשמו שמחו ושמישתי כשמישתכו so then it's possible but what kind of a kashi is it get is different to say it but here לגבי רבח ביישו הוא איזיב מתיה a מגלסייטה that was written deliberately for Rochel to be used for Leia and even though just as by get the Torah says because of law so the by seite the Torah says we also law so the machshne assumed that because of law also law the sein hach some mele so it's a beferish mishne that a get that was written for one woman is possible for another woman because of law. So by Seite, what the Torah says, we also law. So how can Ravach Bayashe say that the Migla Seite that was written for Rochel can be used for Leah? All right, that's the thesis. All right, now the next thesis. The next thesis is very difficult, very difficult.
This was easy?
This is easy. If you right. go over the Gemara in Erev, it's very easy. Nothing difficult. But you have to know the Gemara in Erev, and that's all. Habino Shmo Yishmo. Afal gav di masnisin di perik hazerik. Di shino Shmo Yishmo. Meikni lo da'ay avlat mamza ki rameya. Mashmat rabonon lehavi di shino Shmei. Yerapsu et rabonon. ומדינוקת שינו ולינוקת לקוסטי כלל משהו לקוסטי כלל כושר אפילו דרפונום הולסה דעל כל כך לקוסטי כלל רמי אפוסטל מהתאירה דובינן שמחיח מתאירי שמגרס הסישתי ובלי קוסטי כלל למחיח אלו אימרי דלמי רבשין השמים אמר דים כנאב ומינקת לקוסטי כלל דפוסטל רמי דמסניס רמי כנאמרים הוסם דאבר רפוסה תווי הלשינה שמי הנה שכוסף שם דגולו ביהודה ויחשתי כמה הוכה שפיר הבינו שמי ושמו ולקה וכל שכם ליקוס וכלל ליפוס So if you don't look up the Gemara in Perek Hazeh then it's a very simple thesis very very simple thesis I mean you could run through it in 2 minutes doesn't even have to be explained but if you follow the critical approach not to take for granted that everything the tasteless on the surface says that's how the Gemara says it and you look up the Gemara so you see that the tasteless is Merav Siniger and it is Merav Siniger very difficult so difficult that Pnei Yeshua writes that his grandfather the Shalas Chuvas Pnei Yeshua so was so disturbed by the tasteless that his grandfather the Shalsi Chubes Bnei Yeshua he said that there must be a mistake in the Lashon of the tasteless otherwise the tasteless is counter to the Gemara in Nazirik the Gemara in Nazirik and the Maram himself as the Kashi say and then he explained the tasteless but in order to know what is difficult in the tasteless so we have to follow the critical approach and this kind of critical approach has to be pursued all the time not to believe anybody when tasteless says mentions the Gemara not to take it for granted don't have to be in my mind
tasteless you have to be from Missouri, you have to look up
Every Gemara the Tasteless mentions, we have to look up. So let's look up the Gemara. Daf Pei. Friday we also looked up the Mishnah Daf Pei. But it's the same Mishnah. Start the Mishneh Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis the second Mishneh there are two Mishnehs on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis the second Mishneh Kosaf Lishu Malchu She'inu Igenes in other words today we write the Zman of the Bria Seilam that's today of course there's the universal practice for hundreds of years but that it wasn't that way Bizman Chazal Bizman Chazal the practice was that whenever Ishtar was written or even a get so the Zman that was written was not the Zman Libriya Seila it was the Zman of Imalchus what Malchus Usually it was the Malchus of that particular place. In other words, the Jews who lived in Yavon, so they wrote the Zman of the king of Yavon. The Jews who lived in Bavel, so they had kings. So let's say if it was the second year of the reign of a particular king so it was written Bishonor Shnio Limelach Pleini and so on that's what we have the Mishneh Be'achot B'Rishashono B'Rishashono Limlochim B'Achot B'Tishre B'Rishashono Limlochim So, Berachel Benissen, I'm sorry, yeah, you're right. Berachel Benissen, Rish Hashanah Lemloch, I'm sorry. So, Berachel Benissen, Rish Hashanah Lemloch. So that's the way it was written. Bizman Chazal, in other words, the Zman of the Malchus, of the particular Melech. And Bizman Chazal, so because the recognition that was accorded to Alexander Mugden, Mugden the Great, you know, and Jews felt a certain gratitude to Alexander Mugden. Jews are Makir Tevi in general. You see, you have Alexander, you have so many names. Adayim Azeh, Alexander. Who is the origin, who is the first Alexander in the world? Alexander Mugden. So why is Alexander Mugden so loved by Jews, you see? So loved by Jews. Why? What Alexander Mugden do? He was nice to the Jewish people. When all the rulers were hostile to the Jewish people and they wanted to destroy, so when Shimon HaTzadik met him and he pleaded on behalf of the Jewish people, he was impressed with the personality, the ethical personality of Shimon HaTzadik, and he became a friend of the Jewish people. So because of that gratitude, Jews in that generation decided to name their children after Alexander Mugden. You see the gratitude the Jews have shown towards a Gentile king who is nice to them. I mean, it's unimaginable. You don't have any comparison in the history of any other nation in the world throughout ages. And because the Jews in their generation named their children Alexander, Samuele, even now, I mean, millennia later, so we still have the name Alexander. Alexander, that's the origin of Alexander. What is Alexander?
They say Alex. They call him
now Alex. Alex, fine. Alex. And why do the Christians have the name Alex? Alexander? Because of the Jews. So, and it's all based upon gratitude. It's all based upon gratitude. So you can see those people, you know, who are not loyal to the government, any government, not after the United States, so that they are such kfuyei teiva, you see, such kfuyei teiva. I mean, oshamnu mikolom beishnu mikolveya, the new spy, you know, Black, you know, he's a Jew, Black, Felix Black, he's a Jew, and a Jew who saved himself from the Holocaust, and then he arrived in this country, but he's a genius and crazy together, so he became a spy for Russia. That's the biggest Chil Hashem that there could be. But fortunately, the media does not mention that. The media does not mention that. If Chas V'Sholem, this spy, this Eicher Yisrael, Felix Black, had been allegedly an Orthodox Jew, you can be sure that in all the newspapers throughout the world it would be mentioned. But he's of a reform background, so mainly it's not mentioned by anybody that he's Jewish. When an Orthodox Jew commits any crime, I mean, a white-collar crime, so then it's mentioned by everybody and everything, and especially if he calls himself rabbi. So, rabbi, he's not a rabbi in any way. I mean, but it's mentioned in all the newspapers. If somebody who calls himself rabbi received the kickback, so whenever the name is mentioned, so the name rabbi is also mentioned together with it. But Felix Black, I try to find out whether he's Jewish or not. Because the name Black, you know, So I tried to find out, but not one, you know, commentator on television, you know, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock news, 12 o'clock news, 1 o'clock in the morning news, mentioned that he's Jewish, not one mention. Why? Then I found out from Gershon Jacobson, the editor of the Algemeine Journal, that he is Jewish. But how is it that no one mentioned they are such a Eretz Yisrael? They are not hesitant to mention somebody is Jewish. If somebody is Orthodox, whoa! So it's mentioned. Bekeles of a Brokim, but he is of a Reform background. You see, some male is not mentioned. You see. But that shows how careful an Orthodox Jew has to be. And when an Orthodox Jew is not careful in paying the income tax, he's Nechalas Hashem, and he maligns the name of Klal Yisrael. They chose it. So, but we see that Hashem Mikolom Beishni Mikoldeya, the traditional approach of the Jewish people of Yisrael Sovet throughout the ages has been based upon gratitude. Of course, if a ruler is a sinner Yisrael, he wants to destroy us, so if they want to hit us on one cheek, we don't have to present the other cheek. We don't have to do what Senator Dole expects us to do, you know. In other words, if the terrorists kill one Jew, so you have to let them kill all the other Jews. That's what Senator Dole expects us to do. And even President Bush, under the influence of the Reform rabbis, so he will go along with it. But when somebody is nice to them, we have to be grateful. And people like Felix Bloch, we have to fight. We have to fight them because they are hating of all Israel. All right, anyway, I got off on the tangent. So Bisman Chazal, so the universal practice was to write the Zman of the number of years of a certain king. So somebody who lived in Bavel, so he wrote the Zman of the Malchus of Bavel. Somebody who lived in Modai, so he wrote the Zman of the Malchus of Modai. Suppose somebody who lived in Bavel wrote again, and instead of writing this man of the Malchus of Bavel, so wrote this man of the Malchus of Modai, another country. So that's Malchus Sheinu Yigenes. Kosaf Lishum Malchus Sheinu Yigenes. Lishum Malchus Modai, Lishum Malchus Yoven, Libinyan Abayis, Lichum Abayis. Hoya b'mizroch, because of b'mayroch, because of b'mizroch. Let's see the Rashi. Kosav v'shim malchus sheni genes. Mishoya b'bovel, kosav v'shnas kach v'kach l'malchus acheres. U'mor m'for shamay korol sheni genes. Oish kosav v'shim moda, if it's all clear v'shim malchus sheni chtavo. Kin for sh b'gmore. Oish eksuvo libina bayis o lechobonei posl mipnishoi kosav v'shim malchus. So Bisman Chazal, before it was instituted that we have to write the Bries HaElom, so Mishum Kovid Malchus, we had to write this man of the Malchus. Mishum Kovid Malchus. Very important. So that was it. You see, but our attitude, not like the modern rabbis who say, Orthodox Rabbonim, they don't care for the country, they're not loyal. In other words, in order to be a loyal citizen, so the first thing you have to do is to deny the Torah. Then you can be a loyal citizen. But if you are loyal to the Torah, you cannot be a loyal citizen. You see that the get was possible if it wasn't written today. So that's the practice within the Libriya Sailor, not Maurus, but Libriya Sailor. But. Bisman Chazal, before it was instituted as a universal practice to write this Zman Libriya Sailom, So then, if he get did not have the zman of the malchus, so it was possible. Even if he had a very full mizman, the bin of ice, it's grounded in the best hashkofes, the bin of ice. But mishum kovid malchus, so the get had to mention the zman of the malchus. So oi she costo bin abais to hop on a postum she costo she amalchus is teitze mize u mize u tzri cho get mize u mize ve in lo iksuve ve lo ipeireis ve lo izoni ve lo izenis ve lo iblois all the knosses like in ishishish you know who gets married to another man lo iblois lo ize alze ve lo ialze אם נוט לו מזה ומזה תרזה ועבלד ממזה מזה מזה ולזה וזה מתאמה לו ולזה וזה זקוין לו נשאוס לו מה שדאו ונפורס נראו או יסובס ישראל נפרס מהקונה in other words, all the knosses that apply to an ishishi who gets married to another man even though there was just a psul bi rabbonon what was there? They didn't mention this man of the malachos didn't mention itakon. So that's so the Gemara says that one second please. That so the Gemara says now then let's turn to the Gemara Daf Pei Amud Beis. The ninth line from the top of the Omid, Daf Pei Amud Beis. Omar Rav Abe, Omar Rav Une, Omar Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. Aval Chachomim Emrim, Havlat Kosha, Umeidim Chachomim L'Rav Meir. So what does the Gemara say? Omar Rav Abe, Omar Rav Une, Omar Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. Aval Chachomim Emrim, Havlat Kosha. In other words, the Aloch is not like the Mishneh that Kosaf Rishimauchus in Yigenes or Libyan Abais, wonderful thing to write Libyan Abais, but he omitted to write the number of years of the Malchus. So is Mishanim Matriya Shetor Chachomim, so the Vlad is a Mamza, that's like Ramea, because according to Ramea, if you deviate from one requirement, so he states it a lot more, even if he didn't, the Shliach didn't say before Nechtav, from Nechtav. From the Meile, if you deviated from the requirement of mentioning this man of the Melech of that country, so it's also a lot more. But according to Chachomi, Omar Rav Abba Bar, Omar Rav Vune, Omar Rav Zud, Yivir Rav Meir, Ava Chachomi, Mavlat Koshek, Umeidim Chachomi, Rav Meir, שים שינו שמו ישמו שימירי ושימירו שהוולד ממז. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara on one hand says זו דברי מי הרב החכם אמרים הוולד קושם. That means in regard to כוסף לשם מלכו שאין יגנס or כוסף לשם בין הבייס לשם חום הבייס, nothing wrong, but he omitted to conform to the Takonis Chachomik of mentioning this man of the Malchus, so Mele it's a Vlad Mamza. That's only a little bit of a Meir. But according to Chachomik, the Vlad is not a Mamza in the case of Kosaf Lishim Malchus in Igenes, Lishim Malchus Moda, Lishim Malchus Yovn, Lipin Abayis, Lechob Mabayis. But Mashein came in the case of Shine Shmo Yishmo, then even the Chachomim are made that the Vlad is a Mamza. ומיידים חכמים לרב מאיר שימשינו שמו ישמו שמירי ושמירו שבלם. Now we can, let's go back to the thesis. So like this, without looking it up, thesis is very simple. But if you look it up, and the Shailus Chubis Pnei Yeshua, he followed the critical approach. He didn't trust even thesis. So he looked up the Gemara. He looked up, or he didn't have to look up, because he looked up before. What difference did it make? So,
what did you say?
He looked up before, so he didn't have to look it up.
Oh, you mean he knew it?
He knew it.
He had it in his fingers.
All right. So Mele, he wrote that this taste is inexplicable. And he sure that there is a toy safer on the taste. But his grandson, the Pnei Yeshua, he explains it. And the Maram also explains it. I don't know why the grandfather of Pnei Yeshua, why didn't he lived after the Maram. Why didn't he like the Maram's Pshat? I don't know why. But anyway, let's see the tastes. Hobin and Shmei Ushmo, Afal Gav de Masnis, Nipere Kazir, Yishin and Shmei Ushmo, Mikni Olay Dayav Lat Kraveyah, Mashma del Rabbonu Lehav Bishin and Shmei Yotsu et Rabbonu. So, it's not like that. Taste says, The Mishnah of Shine Shmei Shmo is applied according to Rav Meir. No! The Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah of Kosaf Lishem Malchu Shein Igenes, Lishem Chob Mabais, Lishem Bini Abais. So the Mishnah says it's Vlad Mamza. That is a little bit of Rav Meir. But Shino Shmei Shmo, the other part of the Mishneh, the safe of the Mishneh, even the Chachomim are made it. And here Tesis misquotes the Gemara. So it's Marav Sinigre. So, I mean, Tesis couldn't be suspected, you know, of just misquoting the Gemara. So there's the Marav discussion. So you see, people say, Chaim never looked into the Mashal, never looked into the Maram. If he never looked into Mashal, never Maram, not only he wouldn't have become a Reb Chaim, he wouldn't have become a Lamdan, period. In order to become a Lamdan, you have to look into the Mashal and the Maram, and sometimes the Maram Shif, and sometimes in the Rishashto. It's okay, it doesn't mean that you have to accept everything that the Mashal says, the Maram Shif says, the Rishash says. You have to follow a critical approach, but you can't be mevatel, Mashal, Maram, Maram Shif, you can't be mevatel. Alright, the Maram. דיבר המסך לא בין השפי ישמו אף על גב דמסיס נדשיר הזרי מויקמינו לו דהי עד לתממזה כרמיה דיבר יעטייס לסתמוי מעית משום דבהד יאיס אוסום אומר אבבה אומר אבונה זו דיבר רמיה אבל חכום ממים עד לתקושה ומידים חכום לרמיה שימשינו שמי ישמו שמירה ושמירו שעבלד ממזה so it's misquote of the Gemara. Clearly, Perush Diver Ateis Veske, Mishum Dleashkechon, Mishum Duchte, the Plidon Rabbonon, the Radmea, Behom Mills, Elobimide de Rabbonon, Gigin Kosaf, Lishim Malchus, Sheino Igenes. Vidumea, Uchidoma also, Mimero, Radmea, קולם שנים מדיע שטבח החומים בגיטן עבד ממזה וידאי כהתיסס מדיעות מהרוסום פרק הזה רגזו דברי מאה רוסו לימר הרישה דקטון הרוסום כוסב לשמלכו שני גנז אוי הוי אובי מזרוך וכוסב ומיירוב תיצי ועבד ממזה אבל חכומים אמרים עבלת כושר ומיידים חכומים לרמיה בשינו שמי ושמו משמע מידע מאוד אישי נושמי ישמו ועובד לימדים להור דיקוס אף שמלכו שניגן איזה דמיהם מכלל דהוד אישי נושמי ישמו הבנה מפסול דידי מדרבונון מהיהיד הרי שדיקוס אף שמלכו שניגן איזה It's the best possible pshat that could be said in this. But the grandfather of Yeshua, I didn't like it because it's on the basis of the diuk. But so he said there must have been a toy savior. But the Yeshua says, no, it's very good at pshat.
In other words, how does he explain it? Tesis doesn't say that the Gemara says that according to the Chachomim, so Shino Shnei Yishmo, the Vlad is not a Mamza. That Tesis doesn't mention. Let's see again the Rosh of Tesis. Afal gav the mas nisni kerek hazeh yeregi Shino Shnei Yishmo, mikminu lo dahai avlat Mamza, kiremeyeh, mashma del Rabbonon lehav b'shino Shnei. He doesn't say Mashma Adil Rabbonon Loyhave Mamza B'shino Shmeishmo. He doesn't say that. Why doesn't he say that? The answer is no, he couldn't say that. Because the Gemara says Chachomi Meide L'Rab Meir B'shino Shmeishmo the Teitzel Alad Mamza. Meide the Zelad Mamza. But Mamzer only mit Rabbonon, not mit der Reis. How do we know that not mit der Reis and maybe mit der Reis? So he says, if it had been mit der Reis, it's not shayach to say, Meidim Chachom L'Rab Meir. I mean, Meidim Chachom L'Rab Meir, that he get, if the get was written, Shaloi Lishmo, Abim Chuber, so he says, well, Mamzer. Would it make sense? Of course. It's a psul de reis, so some mele, the chachom have to be mele to remeya. Chachom and remeya are only chilek and the rabbonos. So apparently, mi de reis, even if the name is not mentioned, and even if the wrong name is mentioned, so it's still a good get, because after all, what do we care that the wrong name is mentioned? What do we care the wrong name is mentioned? So let's say the name of the woman is Rochel, and in the get it's mentioned Leah. So what? After all, who produces the get? Leah produces the get. So the right name is not mentioned. Why should it be possible? I mean, you could argue that way. Why should it be possible just because it's not the right name? We know that it was written Lishmo for the right woman. And for her, who produces the gift?
Leah.